I thought that's the time you call the alarm. That's what you did yesterday, 4:57.
Yeah, what time is it now?
4:52.
All right, so it's 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
But it's different. They're all looking at a different time.
Yeah, so you read the dua at the right time yesterday, but they were, the clock was wrong. The clock was 5:48.
Eh?
The clock was 5:48 yesterday when you called that dua.
Yeah, what is it now?
Today's 5:47. Salaam alaikum.
47.
Today's 47. Today's 48. Sorry.
Oh.
And that says 49.
Oh, 10 minutes.
So that's 1 minute wrong.
Ah, what automatic change?
Yeah, but sometimes it's not automatic. It's still wrong. It's supposed to be automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Maghrib, what?
5:48. Maghrib, 5:48, yeah.
That means, yeah, minus.
Minus one, yeah.
Now minus it.
Sorry.
Okay. Time is finishing?
Two minutes.
2 minutes.
You have to keep on top of it.
Yeah. Especially when it's a few minutes.
Welcome, Salaam.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي يا الصلاة الصلاة خير من النوم الصلاة خير أكبر والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا. إن ناشئة الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوم قيلا. إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا. واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا. واصبر على ما يقولون واهجرهم هجرا جميلا. وذرني والمكذبين أولي النعمة ومهلهم قليلا. إن لدينا أنكالا وجحيما وطعاما ذا غصة وعذابا أليما. يوم ترجف الأرض والجبال وكانت الجبال كثيبا مهيلا. إنا أرسلنا إليكم رسولا شاهدا عليكم كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسولا. فعصى فرعون الرسول فأخذناه أخذا وبيلا. فكيف تتقون إن كفرتم يوما يجعل الولدان شيبا. السماء منفطر به كان وعده مفعولا. إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك، والله يقدر الليل والنهار، علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن، علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله، وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله، فاقرؤوا ما تيسر منه وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا، وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا، واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. لا إله إلا الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام، ثم الحمد لله على نعمة الإيمان، وكفى به النعمة، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه ومن تابعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علم ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. الله سبحانه وتعالى in the last ruku' or in the last 10 ayah of Surah Al Imran mentions about the most intelligent human being. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Such people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the three positions that human being is always. Either he is standing, or he is sitting, or he is laying down, or he is walking. Standing, walking happens to be the same. So Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. They do remember Allah. So in other words, they mention His greatness by praising Him, by reciting, reading, tasbih, glorifying Allah, saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Any tasbih, or they're reciting the Quranic verses while they're walking, while they're sitting, whenever get the opportunity. So these people, Allah says, and then they ponder in the wonder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such people are ulul albab. Ulul albab are the most intelligent person. As far as we are concerned, we human beings, we think that the highest degree in university, when a person achieves, the highest happens to be like PhD, and then there is double PhD. That's the height. For material, if somebody can become wealthy, he becomes very wealthy, then he might become a president, a prime minister maybe, or he might become a king, queen, whatever. This is the height. But as far as the knowledge is concerned, according to worldly understanding, they say it's double PhD, PhD. When we understood very well, those who have studied this, they can correct me. It means permanent head damage. In Urdu language, they say phirawa dimag. PhD. What happened, why I'm saying this, is that because the person who is doing the degree, in front of him it's the lab, if he's doing a course on that, and then are the walls of the university where he keeps on walking, and the picture, the face of the professor all the time is telling him, this is right, this is wrong. So for 1 year completely, maybe 2 years course, they keep on banging on his head, then he gets that particular degree, which is made of cardboard, and then this is not the means of success. Maybe in dunya for temporarily, as long as he is healthy. Soon as he becomes sick, then the degree also don't help him. But when he goes in the qabr, then that board, cardboard which we achieve will be no benefit. But simple thing is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recitation of Allah's Quranic verses, and keeping iman and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only criteria that will give a person salvation and success in hereafter. It's known. That's why in the beginning of the khutbah we said, Ummahatun ni'mah. The mother of all the bounties is actually iman. Wa kafa bihi ni'mah. This is the final bounty and the ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person individually believes by his heart without saying, on the information of the Quran and the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he believes in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is absolutely no partners, no one to share, no one opposing him, and no one can be equal to him, no one can be nearer to him. He's only one and unique, the powerful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this faith comes within that human being, then his body organs tend to become Muslim. Then the Muslim means Taslim. Taslim means to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a submission Allah requires from us. He says mentally, physically, verbally and spiritually. When you submit yourself, that is called aslama. Falamma aslama watallahu liljabin wanadaynahu ayya ibrahim qad saddaqta ar-ru'ya. The scenario of Islam Allah mentions in the obedience of the father and the son, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his son Ismail alayhi salam. Falamma aslama. When they became Muslim, it means when they submitted. And what a submission took place there is the father is holding a knife in order to slaughter the son. Son is prepared to sacrifice for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it was the order of Allah. And the father who loves the son, such a son that only came after age of 90-100 years, he kept on praying to Allah, I want to have my progeny that can continue the legacy. Allah accepted his dua after many years. And such a beloved son, and at a very tender age, now he wants to slaughter. That is what Allah wants from us, that we sacrifice our desire, our ego, whatever it is within our nafs, we sacrifice for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, just want to remind you, because we have very short time, and then obviously everybody wants to rest because they remain in ibadat during the night, the salatu taraweeh, the tahajjud, obviously. So today I want to just remind you, my respected brothers and friends, that if we can always remember and try to keep in the mind and practice upon it, because the lectures or reminders are given in order to practice, not to get only information. To become the most intelligent person in the light of the Quran, it is the dhikrullah. Alladhina yadhkurun Allah. When should we recite? Nabi alayhi salam made mention, when you begin your day, soon as you get up from your bed, then first thing after reading the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma matana wa ilayhi nushur, a short dua, every Muslim is supposed to recite this dua or this verse of the Quran. Alladhina yadhkurun Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. It is the last ruku of Surah Al Imran. Before sleeping is the last ruku of Surah Al-Baqarah. When wake up in the morning, this is the ayah that we should recite. So in the morning, it is put in our mind that when you leave your house now, and when you're driving, you're walking, you're doing your work, whenever you get an opportunity, you're supposed to mention the name of Allah. What has happened here also, I must tell you, that the new technology and this advent of the Dajjalic system that has overpowered us, what they're trying to do is to take away from our mouth the name of Allah. It is the result of this. Today people don't say inshallah when they intend to do something in future. When they see something beautiful, they don't say mashallah. Suratul Kahf is a reminder every Friday. They mention these names. We don't say alhamdulillah. When you drive a car, because your car is complete new maybe, or maybe it is just few years old, MOT has been done, you have everything. So you say, I'm going to go to London, but you will not say, inshallah, I'm going to go to London. I'm going to reach there. Because in your mind, everything is perfect. Whenever perfection comes and conveniency comes, then we tend to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Muslim is not supposed to forget either he's got new car or old car. He will mention inshallah. Any near future, even if it's going from here to your home, somebody asks you, where are you going? You say, I'm going inshallah to my house. It is increasing the mention the name of Allah on our tongue again and again. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ. Imagine in Quran how many times Allah is mentioning the most blessed name is Allah. تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Here it is the hukum. Remember, mention the name of Allah. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبَّهُ فَصَلَّى. Even before salah, salah the time which is given to us, four salahs, is a 15-minute gap. Reading Tahiyyatul Masjid, the four sunnah mu'akkidah. Then what should you do? Not engage yourself in the worldly talk. First of all, it is prohibited in the premises, in the vicinity of the masjid, to mention the worldly things. Because that time now, you have devoted. Just 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, you're waiting 5 minutes. So what do? You engage in tasbih. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبَّهُ فَصَلَّى. Look at the verse of the Quran. Allah says, the mu'min is who mentioned my name. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبَّهُ. He brings him in his name. اسْمَ رَبَّهُ. وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Then he said, تَبَارَكَ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. But he said, he remembered me. فَصَلَّى. Then he performed this salah. Why? So that you get conducive into that environment where now you are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when mind was remembering Allah before salah, it will be easier to remember him in salah. If you came last and running and rushing, outside you're thinking something else. Even if you come here and if you bounce some sujood, shaitan will take you away, will not make you remember Allah, and will not fulfill the right of the salah, as a result of which your salah will be kind of accepted, but you'll not get that nuraniya and that guarantee which Allah says that, you know, that aqim salata li dhikri. Inna salatan hanil fahshai wal munkar. Allah says the prayer, salah, are such act of ibadat that will prohibit you, will refrain you, will abstain you, will give you ability to of abstinence from which? Munkar wal fahsha. You'll abstain yourself from all the kind of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all kind of illicit and bad actions which Allah does not like, fahsha. You'll abstain from that just because of salah. But now we perform this salah, but yet we're doing the same thing. People are on the phone doing the same thing. Outside on the street, the gazes are falling on the non-mahram woman, maybe. On the billboard, they're looking at a lady there, and vice versa. However, to abstain from this, you need to perfect your salah. And for that, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, again, I remind you that every day morning when you begin your day, few days just pick up the Quran, or in the phone also, mark the last 10 ayah. But you only have to read 5 or 4 ayah, and in which this is the ayah. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And this will be reminding you, and also Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that whosoever recites this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his day beautiful, makes his day obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gives him that capacity and ability to obey him. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. So today as a lesson, we read together a little bit, then on your own, then you can recite every day after Fajr Salah or whenever you wake up from your bed. First thing, instead of looking at the messages, if you have phone there, read the ayah. If there is Quran, pick up and read this ayah of Surah Ali Imran. Few of them, inshallah. Read after me today as a lesson. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahari la ayatil li ulil albab alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما ربنا زدنا علما إيمانا ويقينا ربنا زدنا علما إيمانا ويقينا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.